there is a sound coming out from VLFC. It's the sound of deliverance. It's the sound of freedom. It's the sound of faith going out into the atmosphere, going out into this community. It's the sound of love. It's the sound of healing. And people are waking up to that sound in the name of Jesus. The sound in the sound is an awakening. There are sounds going out from this place, from us, through us, in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for that sound rattling, waking up the people in the name of Jesus, waking up this community. There's a sound of an awakening in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Yes, let's pray over that sound. There is a sound. It's a living sound, and it's going out to every household right now in the name of Jesus. The light and the freedom in this, there is a sound of freedom, a sound of deliverance, a sound of healing, a sound, Father, a sound, Arabashteke, a sound, and it's the sound of the name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Arabasheke de boko siki, Araboshake de bo. So we thank you, Father, right now for open doors to that sound in the name of Jesus. Open doors to the awakening. Open doors, open doors, open doors, open doors, open doors, open doors. Hallelujah. Open doors to the hearts of the people. Open doors. The hearts of the people are hearing and waking up to that sound. Are hearing and waking up to that sound in the name of Jesus, that revival has come to this area. We're here to declare revival in this area. We're here to pray and believe in the name of Jesus that this revival is happening in this area, that there's a times of refreshing in the Ogallala area. Yes, Paxson and Oshkosh and Julesburg and Lemoyne and Llewellyn and Brule. In all this area, in the name of Jesus, grant, we call you in. Hallelujah. We thank you right now. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We send out that sound today in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it. Father, we thank you. Yeah. In Acts chapter 4, verse 29, and now, Lord, observe their threats and grant to your bondservants full freedom to declare your message fearlessly, while you stretch out your hand to cure and to perform signs and wonders through the authority and by the power of the name of your holy child and servant, Jesus. Can you say his name tonight? Jesus. We speak the name of Jesus over this area. We speak the name of Jesus over this night. We speak the name of Jesus over each and every one of the members of this household in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. And when we have prayed and the place in which we are assembled was shaken and we're all filled with the Holy Spirit, and we continue to speak the word of God with freedom and boldness and courage. And we thank you, Father, that with great strength and ability and power, the apostles delivered their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and great grace richly rested upon them all. We thank you, Father, for great grace. Great grace in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, have your will, have your way tonight in Jesus' name. We thank you for what you're doing in this area. We thank you, Father, for your goodness, for your outpouring, hallelujah, of the Spirit of God on our lives. Harabashtekere boko sokorabashtekere boko siki. Orebashtekere boko siki arabashtekere boko siki araboko sheke. Kohahahaha. Karabashtekere. I'm still hearing that sound. Glory to God. There is a sound. It's an anointed sound. It's a Holy Ghost sound. It's a real sound. Oh, rebashteke. It's the anointing. Thank you, Lord. Everywhere we go, we thank you, Father. People hear that sound. It's ha 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 rebashteke. Koramashteke rebaradadekeshteke. Ki lamrande eshteke rebo kosi ki adboshteke babaha si ki ki adembo. Not by might nor by power, but it's by the Spirit. Oh, we praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Koshekam bahasheke, 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 bahan, bahan. Ho la mananyan, marian, dirian, baha. Ho la manyan, dirian, 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 Ko la manyan da 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 ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da 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 Ora mashteke, ora mashteke, kekete mashte kiti kialambo. Oh, we praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Andi anda danda 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 danda. Ora manda de 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 da 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 da
Thank you, Lord, for the flow. Thank you, Lord. Let's just be quiet for a minute.
Hallelujah.
Just quiet before the Lord. You can be seated. Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Broste, Stephen. You can be seated. Yeah. Just, we're going to take just a minute here and just be quiet before the Lord. Just be quiet before the Lord. And your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we make room. We make room for Holy Spirit to operate in our lives, in our church. Huh. What are we doing? We're acknowledging we don't got this. In all things, I am acknowledging Him. This is not just a new concept. Proverbs chapter 3, this runs throughout the Bible. But Proverbs chapter 3, we see this, but we see it in a greater measure in the New Testament because we have the Holy Spirit. But he says in Proverbs 3, 5, lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart. Not your head. Lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and now with your mind. So every part of my being, spirit and soul, we're coming together and I'm acknowledging first and foremost, God, you are God. And in all things, I don't got this, but you got this. And do not rely on your own insight or understanding. I'm not putting my trust, I'm not putting faith in my abilities. My background, I did this, I can do that, I'm so strong, I've got so much money, I can accomplish. No, I'm not putting any of that trust in this. It, but yes, but it's so simple, but it's so easy. No, I'm looking to Him. Should I do this? Should I do it that way? Spend time. I'm just getting quiet. And the more we do this, the easier it'll be in everything. I'm going shopping. Do I go here? Do I go there? Do I buy this car? Do I buy that one? Do I wait? Amen. He'll show you in the big things. He'll help you at the grocery store. He'll help you cooking dinner. What's for dinner tonight? Ask Him. He'll help you. If you don't, well, you can just do what you want to do. But oh, He's there to help you in everything.
Amen.
In all your ways, know. Know, recognize, and acknowledge Him. First and foremost, we are called to know Him. Not about Him, know Him. Know Him. This is not just relationship, this is fellowship. God created man because of His great and overwhelming love. First and foremost, you were created for fellowship with God the Father. God, in His infinite agape love, had no one in which He could fully express this love. Angels, you know, for lack of a better word, are simply like a dog or a pet. They're not on the God class of being. You know, you can have fellowship with a dog, but it can only go so far. In order for love to fully express itself, He had to create someone on His exact level. his exact level. It says, okay, now I can fully express my love, and now you can fully express yourself, and now we can have this dynamic, much like a husband and a wife. It's the same kind of intimate fellowship with one another that can, there's nothing else that can take that place, right? So he says, in all your ways, know. We've got to know him, recognize and acknowledge him, and he will, this is his part, he will direct, he will make straight and plain your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes, reverently fear and worship the Lord, and turn entirely away from evil. It shall be health to your nerves and your sinews and marrow, and moistening to your bones. Why? I've been in the presence. I've been in his presence, and in his presence, all this other stuff has just fallen off, and I'm having an encounter with the healer, with the Prince of Peace, with the provider, with the great I am, and the great I am is just manifesting himself. Amen. Hallelujah. I love this. We looked at that on Sunday over there in Acts 3, and then it goes over into 4. It says they recognize y'all been with Jesus. Amen. The people in this world are to recognize, not by the way we cut our hair or lack thereof. Oh, are you a Christian because of this? No, they're supposed to know something. There's something different about this. You've got this glow. You've got this. And what it is, it's the anointing. What you're carrying is the presence, and they recognize, I want to know you. I want to know what's going on. You know, what's so different about you? You have a different look about you. Amen. I've been with Jesus. Glory to God. Do you know him? Praise God. Now here's an open door to minister salvation. Amen. Come to church. Amen. Let me introduce you to Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brastinosti. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, Paul wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. Hands down, he had more revelation up hand and personal than anybody else this side of Jesus. There, that's not even a contest. You know, he said what the things that he got, the things that he wrote, he got by direct revelation. He got by direct revelation. He was called up, he said, even into the third heaven. Amen. He says, I got this firsthand. You know, it was direct revelation with I was experiencing it, and I'm coming back, and he wrote all these in Christ revelations and all these wonderful things, and, you know, God meets all of my needs, and praise God for all of that. But then all of this in Philippians chapter 3. Thank you, Lord. I love a well-worn Bible. Praise God. Philippians chapter 3, this is Paul. So again, I'm going to back up here. Let's just start at verse 1. This is Amplified Classic. For the rest, my brethren, delight yourselves in the Lord and continue to rejoice that you are in him. Not a suggestion. That's a command. Delight yourself in the Lord. How do we do that? Well, you know, we're doing it tonight. We delight by honoring his word, giving it first place. Jesus said over in John 14, he it is who loves me is he who has my commands, my words, and does them. And I'm not doing it out of religious obligation. I'm doing it because I love him. You know? And so I'm delighting myself in the Lord. I'm delighting in his word. When I see something that's, you know, the word says this and I've been living this way. No, I'm changing me right now to come into alignment with truth because I love him. Amen. Amen. This is the heart of it. Delight yourselves in the Lord and continue to rejoice that you are in him. To keep writing to you over and over of the same things is not irksome to me, and it is a precaution for your safety. Look out for those dogs, Judaizers, legalists, those who are mischief makers. Look out for those who mutilate the flesh. You know, he's talking about circumcision. For we Christians are the true circumcision, who worship God in spirit and by the Spirit of God, and exalt and glory and pride ourselves in Jesus Christ, and put no confidence or dependence on what we are in the flesh and on outward privileges and physical advantages and external appearances. Though for myself, I have at least grounds to rely on the flesh. If any other man considers that he has or seems to have reason to rely on flesh and physical and outward advantages, I have still more. Then he goes on to tell you what those were. Circumcised when I was 8 days old, of the race of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew and a son of Hebrews. As to the observance of the law, I was of the party of the Pharisees. So again, he's talking about, in the natural, I had it going on. He was born into a wealthy family. His parents were Roman citizens. This is the upper class. I was born into that household. As to my zeal, I was a persecutor of the church, and by the law's standard of righteousness, supposed justice, uprightness, and right standing with God, I was proven blameless, and no fault was found in me. So again, all his fellow Pharisees and this religious sect, according to the law, they said, Paul, you've observed it perfectly. That's a very rare thing that even they would acknowledge that, but they did in his case. But whatever former things I had that might have been gains to me, I have considered as one combined loss for Christ's sake. Yes, furthermore, I count everything as loss compared to the possession of the priceless privilege, the overwhelming preciousness, the surpassing worth and supreme advantage of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, and of progressively becoming more deeply and intimately acquainted with him, of perceiving and recognizing and understanding him more fully and clearly. For his sake, I have lost everything and considered it to be mere rubbish, refuge, dregs, in order that I might win or gain Christ, the Anointed One. He said, all of that stuff that I had going on in the natural, he said, I threw it away in a moment of time, and I count it as mere rubbish, junk, worthless, compared to knowing him. Not about him, not about, you know, oh God, you know, by your stripes I was healed, and this is what you can do, healing for me, you can make provision for me, you can do this for me, and you can do that for me. Not that. Knowing him. Knowing him, he said, is the priceless privilege above all else. Not about what his hand can do for me. Yes, his hand has already provided everything. That's finished. Thank you. but now I just want to know you. I want to spend time in your presence. I want to be refreshed in your presence. I want to see, to come to know you more intimately. And verse 9 says that I may actually be found and known as in him, not having any self-achieved righteousness that can be called my own based on my obedience to the law's demands, but possessing that genuine righteousness which comes through faith in Christ, the truly right standing with God, which comes from God by saving faith. Now, verse 10, he said, having said all that, we get to verse 10. He says, for my determined purpose, I'm putting aside everything else, any unnecessary way, anything that would hinder me. I've cast it off. I put it aside. I'm putting no confidence in the flesh. I'm putting no confidence that I'm a Roman citizen. I was born of a Roman citizen, Hebrew of Hebrews, Pharisee, and no. He, my determined purpose is to know Him, that I may progressively become more deeply and intimately acquainted with Him, perceiving and recognizing and understanding the wonders of His person more strongly and more clearly, and that I may in the same way come to know, in the same way I might come to know, glory to God, the power outflowing from His resurrection, so that I may share His sufferings, as to be continually transformed in spirit into His likeness, even into His death, in the hope that, if possible, I may attain to the spiritual and moral resurrection that lifts me out from among the dead, even while in the body. He's talking about experiential sanctification as we walk through this life. Theological term. Basically, he's just saying, yes, at the new birth, I'm saved, I'm perfect, I'm made whole. He wrote that. You are the righteous, you've been made the righteousness of God in your spirit. But now he's talking about my soul, that second part of me, my mind, my will, my emotions, that this might be coming to Christ-like perfection, that I might grow up, that I might mature, that I might be able to fully cast off all of this other stuff and know and know and know Him face to face, that I might, there would be nothing between me and the face of Jesus. Perpetually, ever. This is it. This is my prize right here. Again, he's been called up to the third heaven. He had a really good taste of what this actually is and looks like. We're going to see this in just a few more days. If that, Jesus is coming any day now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. No more mysteries. We're going to see Him face to face. But he's this is what he's talking about in verse 11, that if possible, I may obtain to the spiritual and moral resurrection that lifts me out from among the dead, or in this flesh, even while now in the body. Verse 12, not that I have now attained this ideal. Amen. I've not achieved Christ-like perfection. Oh, but I'm pressing. He says, I'm pressing, or have already been made perfect, but I press on to lay hold of or grasp and make my own that for which Christ Jesus has laid hold of me and made me His own. I do not consider, brethren, that I have captured and made it my own yet, but one thing, say one thing. There's just one thing. Yeah, but what about this? And what about the ministry? And what about preaching? And what about teaching? And what about miracles and signs and wonders and all of this? That's all great. That's all wonderful. He says, but this one thing I do, it is my one aspiration. Forget what lies behind and strain forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal to win the supreme and heavenly prize to which God in Christ Jesus is calling us upward. Glory to God. Verse 15 says, so let those of us who are spiritually mature and full grown have this mind and hold these convictions. All that I've just shared with you, if you have any spiritual maturity about you, this is the place that you're at. This is a picture of where we are headed as a believer to know Him. Yes, you're my healer. Yes, you are my provider. Yes, you are my peace. Oh, but I want to know the man behind it. I want to become intimately acquainted with you. And the more you see about Him, the more you want to see about Him. Glory to God. And this is what he is saying. So again, those of us who are spiritually mature and full grown have this mind and hold these convictions. And if in any respect you have a different attitude of mind, God will make that clear to you also. Glory to God. So, hallelujah. Get my other sword over here. That was Paula's sword. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Paula, for that amplified Bible. But, you know, I put this together. So, again, Paul, there's a number of scriptures in the New Testament here that we've identified, the church has identified, and calls the Pauline prayers. The Pauline prayers. And we put them together in this pamphlet called Prayers for Spiritual Growth. You can get this on our website under Ministries, go to Prayer, and this will be right there for you. You can access it on your phone or tablet or computer or what have you. Praise God. But in here, there's a couple of prayers that I want to pray over us right now. And we're to be praying this every single day. Hallelujah. The first one is found in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 through 23. And I'm going to pray it over us right now. I always pray that the Father of glory, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, would impart, and I pray this over each one of you, would impart to you the riches of the Spirit of revelation to, number one, know Him. I always pray that the Father of glory, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, would impart to you the riches of the Spirit of revelation to know Him through your deepening intimacy with Him. Say intimacy.
Intimacy.
Yes. I pray that the light of God would illuminate the eyes of your imagination, flooding you with light until you experience the full revelation of the hope of His calling, that is the wealth of God's glorious inheritance that He finds in you, His holy ones. And I pray that you will continually experience the immeasurable greatness of God's power made available through your faith. Then your life will be an advertisement of this immense power as it works through you. This is the mighty power that was released when God raised Christ from the dead and exalted Him to the highest honor and supreme authority in the heavenly realm. Say me too. In Christ, amen. And now He is exalted as first above every ruler, authority, government, and realm of power in existence. He is gloriously enthroned over every name that is ever praised, not only in this age, but in the age that is coming. And He alone is the leader and source of everything needed in the church. God has put everything beneath the authority of Jesus Christ and given Him the highest rank above all others. And now we, His church, are His body on the earth and that which fills Him who is being filled by it. Ephesians 3:14 through 21. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He would give me, or give you, according to the riches of His glory, power to be strengthened by His Spirit in your inner man, and that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. God is love. God is love. Romans 5:5 says, the love of God has been shed abroad in your hearts by the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. That Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know, and to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God, love Himself. Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or imagine, according to the power that works in you, to Him be the glory in the church, say in me, and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever. Amen. Colossians 1:9-14. And I pray that you may be filled with the full, deep, and clear knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and comprehensive insight into the ways and purposes of God and in understanding and discernment of spiritual things, that you may walk and live in a manner worthy of the Lord, pleasing to Him and desiring to please Him in all things, bearing fruit in every good work and steadily growing and increasing in and by the knowledge of God. steadily growing and increasing in and by the knowledge of God with fuller, deeper, and clearer insight, acquaintance. Say, I'm getting acquainted. And recognition. And I pray that you may be invigorated and strengthened with all power according to the might of his glory to exercise every kind of endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father who's qualified and made us fit to share the portion which is the inheritance of the saints in the light. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. O broste nabro coste dasi. Breste nasa ora cara ara aste. Ha ha. Bore radiste. Glory, glory, glory. Glory to the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, that we may know you. Yes, Lord, we purpose tonight. We purpose tonight, above all else, to know you. You've made yourself known unto us. Yes, you've made yourself known unto us. Elala, nambastikara ostehara este ide. Oro broste stikarada este. Thank you, Jesus. John chapter 14 verse 17, he says, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, for it does not see him, neither does it know him, but you know him. Say, I know him. He says, the Spirit of truth, Holy Spirit, the Spirit of soul. Verse 15 says, if you love me, keep my commandments. I will pray the Father and he will give you another. That another is same kind as me, counselor, that he may be with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, for it does not see him, neither does it know him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. Say, in me. Why? So that you might know. You might be intimately acquainted with him perpetually for all of eternity. We don't have to wait. We get to start right now. He says in verse 18, I will not leave you fatherless. I will come to you yet a little while and the world will see me no more, but you will see me because I live. You will live also. On that day, you will know that I'm in my Father and you are in me and I am in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and I will reveal myself to you. Know him. Know him. Hallelujah. We're coming to know him. We are learning to hear from him. If I'm going to take the time to know him, then that means he's going to be speaking to my heart. He's going to be showing me things about who I am. He's going to be talking to me about creation itself. So many wonderful things, but I'm getting to discover his character, his nature. And now I'm learning that I can fully lean on him. I can truly rest in him. Huh. Talk about faith. We know faith is the currency of the kingdom. Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must, number one, believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of those who will diligently seek him. When we come to know him, you're not trying to work faith up. Faith will just flow like a flood. continually because I know the person behind the commandment. I know the person behind 1 Peter 2:24 that says, by his stripes you were healed. I know the person behind 1 Timothy 2:4 that says, I desire all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth. I know the man, the person behind 2 Corinthians 5:21, you've been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You come to know him. Now I have absolute confidence in the person who said the word. Glory to God. So now when I come to him, like I come to a friend, like I come to my wife, and now I present his word and say, Father, I see what you've done. I see what you've said. And now I'm here to in prayer. This is now prayer. This communion that we're having is prayer. I'm taking the word of God and I'm just presenting it back to you. And I'm saying, Daddy, look what you said over here. I know that this is you. I've been spending time with you all these days, all these years. This is you. This is your will for me. Glory to God. And now I'm here to reconcile this in my life. I'm here to pray this over my family. And now he's here to do that work. Now there's a divine flow. Jesus, our example, he was our model that we're to follow. He says, I only say what I hear Father say. I only do what I see the Father do. Intimate fellowship. Jesus knew his Father. We study this in times past. Jesus would get up and sometimes he would spend all night in prayer. This was not prayer. Oh God, these Sadducees, these Pharisees, these scribes and doctors, they're just harassing me left and right. Well, I don't know what I'm going to do. Can you, that's not it. No. When he spent time in prayer, he spent time in fellowship. Prayer is fellowship around truth. Prayer is just spending time getting to know a person. I'm coming to know you intimately, Father. Hallelujah. And now as I see you do, as I hear from you how to respond in this situation, I'm responding, but when I'm responding, when I'm saying, when I'm doing, it's not me. Jesus said, it's the Father in me. He's the one doing the works. It's not me. It's, yes, I'm the vessel, but it's God the Father manifesting his perfect will through me. And because I'm now in perfect alignment with him, glory to God, he's able to flow freely and unhindered to manifest himself in the earth. Glory to God. And now you and I, when we will do that, he credits it all that to your account. Praise God. And in eternity, we're going to be experiencing the wonders of that. And all we did is do what? Get ourselves out of the way and just press in. This is the prize, to know him. All the other stuff, it's a side benefit, but it's just a natural outflow from knowing him. Knowing him is the primary prize that we all should be seeking. Amen. So we came in here tonight. We spent a good, whatever it was, 25 minutes or so just in worship. Just in worship. Again, we enter into his courts with praise and with thanksgiving. What are we doing? I'm acknowledging the wonders of his person. I'm magnifying the Lord. I'm magnifying the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I'm giving honor where honor is due. And now Jesus, what we really see is his entire life was one act of worship to the Father. All the things that you saw, all the things that happened, again, he said, it's not me. It's not my will. It's what he wants done. I'm just simply aligning with him. That is worship. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Does anybody have anything here tonight? Thank you, Jesus. Again, these are one Wednesday to the next, these are going to look maybe a little bit different. These are just going to be Holy Ghost Spirit-led services. Might be me, might be Pastor Paula, combination of both of us. Could be others as well. Praise God, might be you. Glory to God. Amen, but we're going to let the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of Truth, lead us and guide us really into a place of worship, into a higher flow. Amen. This is the life that we're called to live first and foremost. Ha, ha, ha. Say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, we invite you into every avenue, every aspect of our lives. You are the Spirit of Truth, and you are here to reveal the Father. You are here to reveal Jesus to each one of us. And so, like the Apostle Paul, we lay aside every unnecessary weight, every encumbrance. We get those obstacles out of our lives, and we fix our gaze, our focus on you. We declare by faith right now that we are willing to be willing to set those things aside, to press into the prize of that high calling, Lord, to know you above all else. And yes, Lord, in your presence, there is fullness of joy. There's fullness of joy. You said that when we enter into your presence, our enemies, they just fall back and they perish. They cannot enter in there, but they are falling off. They are being removed. Sickness and disease, poverty, lack, addictions, all of these things are just falling off. They're just falling off. They're just melting away, perishing in your presence. And so, Lord, we purpose to enter in any area. Holy Spirit, we're asking you to quicken us, check us, any area that has taken us off course, anything that's hindering us. We're asking you to shine the light, make it known to us, send others across our paths to come and warn us and say, hey, 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 wait, wait. Are you sure about that? Is that what Holy Spirit has for you? Is this in alignment with truth? Yes, we welcome that. We love correction. Let's all say it out loud. I love correction. Yes, the scripture says in Hebrews 13, those whom he loves, he corrects. He chastens like a son. Yes. Shape me, mold me, use me, teach me, lead me, guide me. I'm yours to command. I'm yours to command in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Well, we'll be back here on Sunday morning. Pre-service prayer is at 9:20. I would invite you all to come and pray and release your faith in this corporate anointing. We are praying out, yes, in the Spirit. Praying out in the Spirit for each one of us. The corporate anointing, what he has for us in Jesus' name. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Service starts at 10 o'clock on Sunday. In the meantime, know this, God loves you, we love you, and in him, we are living in victory.